Makos Yerushalmi, correspond to Makos Bavli, Daf Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph on the Beif, 5 lines before the Mishnah, Ve'ein Mishalmim. The Baisa teaches, Ve'ein Mishalmim kol ha'ksuba, ava Mishalmim hen Toros Hanaya ksuba. When false witnesses testify that a person divorced his wife and didn't pay her ksuba money, they don't pay the full amount of the ksuba, they pay the Toros Hana'a of the ksuba. Kate said, how is that calculated? Oimer kama adam roitze leten b'ksubasa shalzu shema tomus b'chai baila v'yoshena baila o shema yomus baila b'chayeha v'yosh hala es ksubasa lefikach hu mishalem. So how much would a person be willing to pay for this ksuba with the possibility that she might die during the lifetime of her husband and he will inherit her, meaning that the ksuba is not collectible, or perhaps he will die during her life or divorce her and the buyer will receive the ksuba money. The false witnesses have to pay the value according to this estimation. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Me'idim ana b'ish ployni, shu chayav l'chaveru elef zuz, amanas litnam mikan v'ad shloshim yoim, v'u oime mikan v'ad eser shanim. The Mishnah says, if witnesses said that we testify about ployni that he borrowed from his friend 1,000 zuz on condition to repay it within 30 days. Now, if ployni claims that the loan was for 10 years, not for 30 days, and the witnesses are found to be false, then oimdim kama adam l'oitz l'ten v'yu elef zuz b'yadov ben litnam mikan v'ad shloshim yoim. We evaluate how much a person would be willing to give to have 1,000 zuz in his possession for 10 years instead of 30 days. The mayor says, if witnesses said, we testify about Ploni that he owes his friend 200 zuz, and they're found to be false, they receive lashes, and they have to pay as these two punishments are learned from two different psukim. The Chachamim Oimim Kal Mashalim in Eloike Chacham say no, whoever pays does not receive lashes. Me'id Nona Bishploini Shehu Chayev Malkus Arboim B'nimsu Zomimim Loikim Shmoinim Meshim Loisana B'yacha Eid Shaker U'meshim Asisim Loik Asher Zomam La'asos La'achiv Divi Rabbi Meir. The Meir says, if witnesses said, we testify about Ploini that he is liable for 40 lashes and they're found to be false, then they receive 80 lashes, 40 for the prohibition of giving false testimony and 40 for the requirement to do to the witnesses as they intend to do to their brother. The Chachamim Oimim and the Chacham disagree. They say, "Ein leloikin ela aboyim." No, they only receive 40 lashes. Mishal shlem b'mamon ve'im mishal shlem b'makos. Mishnah continues. We divide payment between the witnesses. But we do not divide up lashes. Case that how would this be? Heidu shuchayv lechaveir masayim zuz v'nim suzoimim mishal shlem b'neim. Heidu shuchayv malkos aboyim v'nim suzoimim kol echad ve'echad leike aboyim. How is this that? It is that if they falsely testify that a person owes 200 zuz, they divide out the payment and pay 100 zuz each. But if they falsely testify that a person is liable 40 lashes, they still both each receive 40 lashes. And the Gemara says, Rav Baba Mamal, Rav Amram, Rav Masna, B'shem Rav. Hamalves chaveiroi amanas shloi letoivoi shvius misham tasu. Rabbi Baba Mamal and Rav Amram, Rav Masna, quoting Rav, say, if a person lent on condition that shvius should not stop the loan, Shvius still stops the loan. The question is, the Mishnah teaches in Masechet Shvius, if a person slaughtered an animal and divided up amongst the buyers who will give the payment later, and he did this on Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, and 2 days are observed since it's unknown which is the true first day of the new year, and which is still the last day of the previous year, at the end of which all the debts are cancelled, then Umar Rav Lazar Rav Yehudi. Rav Lazar says the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Yehuda that receiving credit in a store is considered a loan and its return can be demanded by the shopkeeper and is therefore stopped by the Shvius. The Chacham disagree though and they say that it's not considered a loan even if it can be demanded and therefore Shvius does not stop this particular sum of money to be repaid. The question against Rav is that can he demand the money on Rosh Hashanah because it's Yom Tov and since he can't, Shvius does not cancel it. This is unlike Rav who said that it does cancel it. The answer is like Rabbi Abba, who said the name of Zeira, that this Mishnah follows the Chachamim as well. Since he continues to keep lending until the amount owed is significant, it's not considered as if he can demand the money yet. But here, in our case of the animal, since he would usually ask for payment immediately after Yom Tov, it's already considered to be a loan and it's cancelled by Shvius. Rav Yosi Barabun b'shem Rav, Hamavis Chaveru Amanas Shloi Tashmitenu Shmita HaShvius Misham Tosri. Rav Yosi Barabun, quoting Rav, says, one who lends money on condition that Shvius will not cancel the loan, it is still cancelled. והתנינים בין נויפנם מכאן ועד 30 יום, בין נויפנם מכאן ועד אפס שולם, ויש אפס שולם בלי שמיטה? The question again is well from our Mishnah is that we said earlier that in the case where we evaluate how much a person would give to have 1,000 zuz for 10 years instead of 30 days, could 10 years pass without a Shmita year cancelling the loan? But if you say that even if a person made a condition that Shvius should not cancel, it nevertheless cancels, it emerges that the false witnesses wanted to cause payment of a loan that would not have been repaid at all. So why would they not need to pay the amount in full? And the Gemara answers, Rav Huna Amar, if Palgun of Nachman of Sheshvius Chadamah b'milva al-Mashkoin, Rechana Amar, b'koisiv loy puzbol. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshvius disagreed. One said that the mission refers to a loan where a security was given, which is not cancelled in Shvius, and the other one said it refers to a case when the lender wrote a puzbol, where also the debt can still be collected. Tani Shloshim Yom Lo Yisi, the Bais says, do not come for 30 days. Ma Shloshim Yom Lo Yisi, what is the meaning of this Bais says, do not come for 30 days? Shmuel Amar HaMavis Chaveiroi Stam Einu Rashai L'Toyva Ad Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says that if a person lends money without stating the date of repayment, he may not ask for repayment until 30 days have passed. Al Rabbi Yehuda Amar Taima. Rabbi Yehuda entered the Beis Medrash and learned from a Pasuk that a loan is assumed to be for 30 days. The Pasuk says, Kol V'Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita. The Pasuk in Dvorim, Perek Tezvav Pasuk Tes says, beware, lest there be in your heart an unfaithful thought, saying the seventh year, the year of release, has approached, and you'll begrudge your needy brother, and he won't give him. Loi hi Shnas Hasheva hi Shnas Hashmita. Isn't the seventh year the year of release? Why does the Pasuk express it in two ways? Amatam Aleima Kol V'Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita. So, isn't the seventh year the same as the year of release? So why did the Pasuk say both? Rather, it's teaching you that the lender should not say that he will wait until within 30 days of Shmita, so that when Shmita comes, the loan will not be cancelled, because he can't yet reclaim it. The question is that, and if the questioning is understanding of the pasuk, didn't Rav Amram, Rav Masna, quoting Rav, say the one who lends money on condition that he will not be able to demand it, Shvius cancels it? The answer is Ashrach Tani. We found there's a baisa. Tani Rabbi Shmuel taught it in a baisa. Kavah Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita. That the pasuk should be explained like this: the seventh year, the year of release, has approached. Loi hi Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita. The same question: isn't the seventh year the same as the year of release? Rather, Umatam Olam Kavah Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita. Shlo Toima Kol Shesh Shonim Kamo Lefanav Sadeu Lefanav Alach Shesh Shonim V'Sham Eksafim Hu Loi Gavenu Lefim Kain Sarach Meima Kavah Shnas Hasheva Shnas Hashmita. That rather, it teaches that a lender shouldn't say that throughout the 6 years when I lend, since the borrower's vineyard or field are available, I'm able to collect my loan with them. But in the seventh year that his vineyard and field are considered ownerless, I'm unable to collect my loan with them, and at the end of the year, Shrius will cancel the loan.